Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Pick up a copy of any newspaper in Wyoming today, and chances are you'll see the same thing. Frontline healthcare workers receiving the first COVID-19 vaccine inoculations. Here in Park County, the first batch of 975 doses were split up between healthcare providers, and the inoculations have begun locally. Pfizer's vaccine received FDA approval for emergency use, and it's expected that a second vaccine, manufactured by Moderna, will be approved in the next few days. The second vaccine does not require intense refrigeration like the first, so its distribution will reach even more people. Those receiving the first shots will be monitored closely to watch for any adverse reactions. New virus numbers have been released, showing the pandemic is still a major health crisis, with 30 new deaths reported. That brings Wyoming's total to 351. Since the pandemic's outbreak last spring, there have been over 35,000 confirmed cases in the Cowboy State. After wrangling back and forth for nearly a decade, a mining permit has been issued to a coal technology company. Conservation groups across the state had opposed the permit for a variety of reasons, dealing with their desire to protect health, water, safety, and property values. However, regulators with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality are satisfied that Ramaco Carbon's permit application substantially complies with Article 4 of the Wyoming Environmental Quality Act and all other applicable state and federal laws and regulations. The new mine, Wyoming's first in decades, is located 8 miles outside of Sheridan. It's expected to employ 30 to 40 workers initially. It's hoped that number will rise. Ramaco Carbon does not intend to use the coal for energy production, instead using it for carbon fiber and graphene production.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
It's happened again. A car left unattended while the owner was warming the engine on a cold day was stolen in Cheyenne, this time from in front of a child care facility on 16th Street. The owner walked outside to see their 2019 Jeep Compass missing from its spot. It only took a few minutes for authorities to spot the car in the parking lot of a liquor store on the Greeley Highway. Police waited and watched the vehicle and soon enough witnessed a man leave the store and get in the car. They then arrested a 40-year-old transient, William Oniski, and charged him with several felonies, including vehicle theft and interference with a peace officer. They remind motorists to never leave a running car unattended. A photograph taken in 1942 by famed photographer Ansel Adams of the Grand Tetons has sold at auction for nearly $1 million. Sotheby's New York says the photo is one of less than 10 mural-sized prints that Adam produced for the Department of the Interior. It has been in the collection of a Texas oil man for years. The final bid of $988,000 is a new record for the artist's work. It's unknown who paid the high price for the black and white photo. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.